Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to another evening of Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber here from Salem Academy High School, where your Warrior boys will be taking on the Rogue Valley Adventist Academy, right, Ron?
Yeah.
Rogue Valley?
Yeah. Here's, she just changed some starters here.
Oh, that's nice.
1, 3, 11, 12, and 55.
What?
She just called me.
They're already circled in ink on my thing. You can't change them now. They're in.
You want to erase them? I got to erase them.
All right, so that messes up the starters. How'd that happen?
I don't know. They said they came and changed starters.
Wow. Okay. So that's, Ron and I were sitting here. We had the five starter numbers for Rogue Valley and trying to scope out who they are. And all of a sudden we find out that like three of them aren't really starters. Just kidding. Which kind of surprised us because some of the kids that we saw that weren't starting were kids that played a lot last night.
Yeah, 55 played. He was about their only post.
So Rogue Valley, we watched them play against Crane last night for the first half. If we play man-to-man on them, which is what we like to play, they love to run the high post and then lots of back cutters off of it and look
it's
for
like
the three-pointer.
It's an old Ralph Miller offense. Yeah, 1-4 high.
Yep. And you're running back cutters off of each wing, looking for some screens, going away from the ball. And then if that's not there, you try to get the defense to react to the cutter. If they don't, the cutter gets the ball. If they do, then you're usually kicking it out to a wing and then looking for an open shot on a wing or right back to the post as he drops down from the high post. They're not particularly tall, but they are quick. We saw them with good speed last night against Crane.
They actually jumped off to a pretty good lead and then just,
Crane started hitting threes finally.
Hitting threes, yeah.
And Crane can hit threes. They did it today against Gold Beach and just absolutely smacked them with those threes. So, the starters are actually whom then, Ron?
Number one.
That's Thomas Strait. Extremely quick. Too quick for his own good.
Number three.
That's David Zamidio, a senior.
Number 11.
Number 11 is Lucas Christensen, also a senior.
Number 12.
12 is Cody Mendenhall, a senior.
And number 55.
And that is Esteban Escalona, a senior. It is a senior-heavy team. They've got seven seniors on their varsity roster. Four of them are starters. Thomas Strait, a junior guard, who might be the quickest kid we've seen here, but not under control as much as he, like, going faster than his skills can keep up with.
He overruns his shoes.
Yeah.
We saw him trip on his shoes two or three times last night.
I remember a coach saying when I first started teaching and coaching high school, I remember I was working with this other guy, and we had some really good girl athletes. They were fast. And he's like, the problem is they're faster than their skills. they were. They were faster than their skills. And so they would be flying down the court, but they couldn't keep their dribble at the speed they wanted to run.
I had a girl back in the Dalles. It was named Sherry Quackenbush. And she would run so fast and lose the ball, they'd go back the other way, and she'd go back and steal it before, you know.
Faster than her skills.
Yeah.
So. Rogue River wants to play quick. Yeah. They want to move the ball. They want to fly up the floor. Defensively, I don't remember what they did against Crane. Crane was in, it was mostly man defense, I think.
Well, they tried to trap a lot at the beginning, but then I think that just, they leave people open, and then that's where Crane started hitting threes.
Crane moved the ball so well, yes, though, diagonally from high to low, diagonally.
We have a dilemma because we just don't have a knockdown three-point shooter.
Let alone two or three that Crane had on the floor all the time, right?
Yeah. I mean, inside, we could make some hay inside, but got to be able to knock down some threes.
Absolutely. So it'll be interesting to see. This is a team that's this is a 1A team. They're 7-3 on the year with the loss to Crane. They went to 7-4. So they are beatable. Mm-hmm. I think they'll turn the ball over if you play good defense, because they're not very patient. They want to score quickly. My Cowboys just went up 23-13. That's good. Man, it was a rough first half. They had three turnovers in the first half. One, two interceptions. One right bobbled by the receiver, trying to pull it in, and then bobbles it one more time right into the hands of the safety. Like, just drop it.
Look at this jump ball. Double fake.
Yeah. Colby wins the tap. JJ chases it down. Out of bounds. Got to watch your feet, big guy.
See, a little bit smaller court. It's about, 10 feet shorter than the big one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little narrower. About 2 feet narrower.
Big bodies.
But you got to know where your feet are.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not making excuses. Yeah. It's just,
you got to pay attention. Got to adjust. That's what warm-ups are for. So you know the court. All right. Adventist ball. Mendenhall swings it on top to straight. Straight. Left side. That's Mendenhall again with it. Mendenhall, pretty solid player. JJ with a good block on straight, but he blocked it out of bounds, unfortunately. But good straight up hands there. Straight took it right into him.
Love it.
Yeah, don't try to swat the ball. Just let it come to you. It's going to be Zamudio inbounding way out on top to Christensen.
Little mismatch here. Kobe's guarding a guy way out away from the basket.
Mendenhall, straight. Mendenhall, now Christensen with it. Swings it to Mendenhall on the right angle. I'll get the names down here, folks. Back to Christensen. Dumps a pass. Wide
somebody,
open.
JJ.
He missed it. Somebody lost their man.
That was JJ.
Escalona was all by himself, but he missed the lay-in. Colby on the left wing. Warriors first possession. Devin calls out what he wants from the sideline. Grove swings it in the right corner. Down low to JJ. Baseline. He had nowhere to go.
Got too far below the basket.
He spun to his left, and he was behind the backboard, double-teamed. Luckily, it gets knocked out of bounds. Warrior basketball.
Oh,
ball tipped. That's going to be Christensen chasing it down and scoring. Inbound turnover.
That's just a bad pass.
Yep. They try to trap. Broken by Berkey. Berkey kicks it to Grove. Three-pointer, left wing.
Got a three-point foul.
Yep, straight got him on the wrist. And he knows that he's kind of like, oh, I was so close. Almost had the block. I think he got a piece of the ball and then got a piece of the arm following across there. Good ball movement by Berkey to find Grove there on that left wing for the open three. 53 seconds gone. Warriors getting their first attempt to score some points. Andy Grove knocks down the first free throw. One more coming, or two more coming for Grove. Don't say that very often. That one rolls off. For some guys, shooting three of them is so hard. One more.
I think he wants to make it because he wants to press. He
buries that. So it's 2-2.
It's a press.
Warriors in a, I don't know what it is, a 2-2-1. They get the trap on straight balls and lose. Mendenhall gets it back. Left corner. Zamudio for three. No good. JJ high for the board. Good job. That's the wrong thing. You don't try to dribble it out of there. Straight with a steal. Straight. Shovels it. Zamudio. Three-pointer. Left side. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds by Colby. Oh. And JJ didn't see anybody to pass it to, so he decided, I'll just start dribbling. Well, there were three white jerseys around him.
Catch
and they
it.
Were excited
stop,
about that.
Stop it and throw the pass, because Colby is wide open.
Zamudio gets it in. Mendenhall fades, misses.
Berkey
with the rebound. They're shooting poorly to start. Warriors have a chance to make something here. Berkey pushes ahead to Grove. Left wing extended. Couple of dribbles down low in the corner to Nyseth. Feeds Berkey in the high post. Shovels it.
In.
Mather blocked by Mendenhall. Straight with it. Slows it down. Good transition defense for the Warriors. Warriors in man-to-man here. The handoff in the high post. Mendenhall drives.
Oh, my.
Scores and fouled. Not Mendenhall, Christensen. Take that back. Number 11, Lucas Christensen, hanging in the air on that left side. Drew contact. Flicked it off the glass. Got it to drop.
Foul was on Grove.
Oh, you're going to have to watch that. I did not see it. At the free throw line, he buries it, and it's 5-2 in favor of the Hawks. Berkey, Grove, throws long ahead to Mather, takes it in, lays it up and in. That's how you break a press right there, Ron. Even though Ron kind of ruined it for me again, but the lay-in hadn't happened yet when he said it. He was anticipating. It was a great pass. Mendenhall with it, or Christensen with it. Gives it up to Mendenhall out on top. Swings it left side to straight. Straight. Doesn't really want to shoot. He wants to penetrate. Zamudio backs up. Misses a three. Long rebound. Nobody boxing out Christensen. He goes baseline and a blocking foul
on
either Grove or Berkey. Grove.
Grove. That could be his second. I didn't see the first thing.
I don't know the first one. Devin not in a hurry to get him out, so I think that must be his first. Straight out on top to Christensen. Christensen swings to Mendenhall on the left angle, extended. Now back across the straight. Straight reverses it over to Christensen, to Mendenhall. A lot of skip passes going on here. There's another one. Baseline, leaves it for Zamudio. Misses the lay-in. The rebound. We're getting killed on the boards, Ron. There's nice. A foul in there. Yeah. There were like three fouls in there, actually. They finally called one of them on the Warriors.
That was on Mather. And I think the first one
might have been.
I think it was.
Because he gets Grove out now. Meeker in. 5:12 to go first quarter. 5-4 in favor of the designated home team, the Hawks. Zamudio in the corner. Mendenhall out on top to Christensen. Straight with it. Feeds the high post. Zamudio back out. They swing it. Three-pointer. Mendenhall drills it. Warriors are a little bit of trouble here. 8-4. Having a hard time on the boards. They get it ahead
give
to
it
Colby.
Up, give it up. Oh,
Colby back to Meeker. Meeker on top to Berkey. Back to Meeker. Corner. Nice F. Wants to back down. Nothing there. Back out to Meeker.
Ooh.
Resets in the center circle to Berkey. Gets the play call from Coach McShane. Kind of a 2-3 trapping zone here.
Got lay in.
Off of Colby's hand, out of bounds. Colby says they never touched it. It was deflected, and then they said Colby touched it after the deflection. Mendenhall walks it up slowly, gives it up to Christensen, throws it ahead to Zamudio, kicks it back, and not Zamudio, excuse me, Escalona.
It's going to be trouble. Nope.
They get it out by half court. They chase it down. Reverse it over. Christensen to straight. Straight skip past Mendenhall. Fakes the three. Starts to drive. Lost it. Berkey with a steal. Throws ahead to Mather. Mather lays it up and in. Good concentration by Mike Mather. He's got four. And it's 8-6.
Doesn't he have six?
I've got it per four.
Who made the other one?
Well, Grove has two free throws.
Oh, that's what it... You're right.
We're going to get Berkey for a reach-in foul, a loose ball foul here. He's fired up. He thought he had the steal.
He was a little late. A little late to the 8-6 party.
8-6 in favor of the Hawks. Zamudio inbounds to Christensen, or to Mendenhall. Mendenhall to Christensen in the backcourt. They bring up a trap there. Double dribbled. Oh, got away with it. Zamudio kicks on the baseline. Escalona back to Zamudio. Misses right at the rim. How many shots have they had right at the rim they've missed, Ron? Five? Berkey pushes up after the Howard rebound. Berkey.
Kick. Boy, it's just a slow whistle. I'm so sorry. We've watched it all day on whistles.
Yeah, they got it. Berkey out, Wolf in. Mather will inbound to Wolf. Starts the offense. Down two with 3.5 to go. Wolf will take a three. Little short. JJ tips. Can't control. He had the hand. Zamudio, though, can't control it down the sideline.
Hey, blow a whistle.
Ball was out of bounds. Nobody blows a whistle. They're just watching it. I mean, the kid was running out of bounds with the ball. Neither official blowing a whistle. This guy had his back to the play, didn't know what was going on. Mather on top to Wolf. Swings it to Meeker on the left angle. Skip pass over to Wolf. Wolf fakes the three. Little drive. Kick over to Meeker. Boom. Has a look. Doesn't take it. Back out on top to Mather. They double him with this 2-3 zone. Tipped away and out of bounds by Christensen.
Got to look when you're running up the floor.
I covered my mic. Nobody heard me say that. Meeker in the left corner.
Oh, my goodness.
Meeker dribbles out on top with it. Oh, carried it. Got away. Mather looks at the three.
Could be.
No. Way off. Meeker with the rebound. Back out to Wolf. Wolf Back out on top, Meeker fakes, gets in just to the foul line, little floater, no good. JJ's gonna get a, oh, he didn't get a loose ball foul, wow. And then a technical on 12, what in the, well, he must have said something.
He wanted to foul on JJ.
Well, JJ fouled him. JJ had the elbow on top of the shoulder trying to reach for the ball. But obviously 12 said something inappropriate out there, Mendenhall. Right in front of the official and got teed up for it. He had the ball in possession. The play was basically over. They had possession of the ball. Now, JJ's going to shoot a couple free throws for the technical, and the Warriors will get the ball back. 2:34 left to go first quarter. So Mendenhall, that's his first personal also, right? Right, Ron? Got the first foul
yes.
on 12?
Yeah.
JJ at the foul line, misses
oh,
that one
man,
long.
He's had a streak going.
Yeah, he was shooting the ball well. From the foul line. One more coming for JJ. Takes his time at the line and then buries it.
Well, it wasn't buried, but
well, it dropped through the net.
Ricocheted.
Yeah, it bounced around a little bit. It was a little left or right there. It was off to the side a little, but he got a good shooter's roll. Warriors ball down 1-8-7. We could probably use this girl.
Look at her.
She could play for
probably
us.
6'2", 6'3".
Her? It's the 6'5" girl from Nyssa.
Oh, that's it.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember her name. Terrible bounce pass. Warriors save it. Howard wants to go left. Gets it stripped, and it should be the Warriors ball. JJ put that ball on the floor against the zone.
Turn and shoot it. Turn and shoot it. He's open.
Well, or if he had gone right. He was determined to go left. Mather on the side. Back out to Wolf.
Look at.
Traveled. Little shovel of his feet in between dribbles there. Devin says, get back, take the pressure off here. 8-7 with 2:14 to go first quarter. Close one here with Rogue Valley. 2-3 zone for the Warriors. They skip it over to straight. On top. Yes, that's Zamidio. Straight in the right corner. Back out to Christensen. Now Mendenhall has it. He just got the technical to straight. Feeds back over to Christensen for three. Bounces around, no good. Colby high up on the board, off of Mendenhall, or off of Christensen and out of bounds. Mendenhall missed the three. Warriors inbound against full court pressure.
Somebody comes in the middle, we got
Wolf.
It. Look at
that pass. A bad pass ahead to Mather, he gets it though. Back to Wolf, gotta get it across. He does with the dribble, splits the double, draws a foul. They didn't quite get the double together.
No.
They left a little gap, and Dallas is a good ball handler. He will slide right through there when you do that. Dallas with it. Passes it over to Meeker. Thinks about the three.
There
feeds Colby in the high post. Down low to JJ.
Oh,
lost it.
Oh my goodness.
Trying to make
gracious.
The move before he caught the ball.
That's a JJ turnover.
He made a nice cut towards the baseline. He could have had the reverse layup there, I think, if he had caught it. There's a reach-in foul on Mather, I think. Straight was trying to split our double.
Called it one on number one.
So called it on Meeker, okay. Still 8-7, a minute 26 to go, first quarter.
Defensively, we've done a good job. It's just
Mendenhall with the ball over to Christensen. Skips it to straight. Down to Mendenhall in the corner, out on top, Christensen. High post. Escalana, back to straight, down low, tipped away by JJ. That's good defense right there. And then took his eye off the ball, as Zamudio did. He had it. He looked up right as he went to grab the ball, and it went off his fingertips and out of bounds on the sideline. Good job. JJ made that happen with a good tip away. Meeker, bounce pass ahead to Wolf on the right side. Hooks a pass all the way over to Mather. Three-pointer left side. Buries it! What a pass by Dallas Wolf. Get cross court.
Skip pass.
About a 30-foot pass across the court. Hit Mather. Straight. They're going to get Colby. And then Colby's going to get teed up for protesting.
So
this guy's got a quick
fouls.
Whistle. Yeah, he's going to get the blocking foul and the technical. Colby vehemently arguing. Should have been a travel ahead of time. Now Devin's getting close to getting one.
He missed a travel.
Oh, he did. The kid tipped the ball kind of to himself as he took three steps.
Just baiting him now. Just stand there and chat with him.
So, Zamudio will go to the line to shoot two free throws for the technical. It's also the seventh team foul on the Warriors. So there'll be a 1-1. Actually, this might be the, that's the 1-1, right? No. One more for the technical. And then, oh, then straight will shoot the 1-1.
Yeah.
Zamudio trying to make it a 1-point game. He does. His first point of the game, 6-1 senior.
Why aren't they shooting the bonus?
I don't know. We're not going to question it. Should be 1-1 for straight, but they're going to inbound it instead. He should have shot 1-1 first, then the technical, I think, then the ball out of bounds. Zamudio with it in the corner to Christensen. Back to Zamudio, right angle, in the right corner to Christensen. Goes behind his back somehow, but he throws it away, trying to get the ball to Mendenhall. They're undisciplined, Ron.
Yeah.
They're talented. They remind me of Umatilla boys a few years ago. Remember the style they would play?
Mm-hmm.
Very, very similar style. A very rat ball style. Lots of individual talent. Not great teamwork always. Now they're down in the corner. Nyseth pulls up from 15. No good. Zamudio with the rebound. Warriors up 10-9. 15 seconds to go first quarter. It's entertaining at least. First technical fouls we've seen in the tournament that I know of. Right corner three. Zamudio misses. Nyseth tips and it's going to be their ball with 7 seconds.
Kobe had good position, but it went up together, and we got a lot of one-handed rebounding.
We got to box out better. We're getting position, but we're not pushing them away from their angles. Zamudio back out.
Oh no.
Mendenhall for three, airballed it. Colby with the rebound.
I thought he had a wide open.
Oh, it was wide open. After one, the Warriors with a 10-9 lead over the Red Tail Hawks. We'll be right back on KLYC.
Thanks, guys.
Back to action here to start the second quarter. Sorry, I let that commercial run a little long there. Meeker, Howard, Clark, Mather, and Wolf on the floor for the Warriors in their black traveling uniforms with royal trim. Wolf with it. 2-3 zone. Over to Mather.
They want to trap you when they can.
Back out on top, Wolf. High post.
Shoot that thing.
JJ swings it to Meeker. Left corner. Three. Halfway down, no good. JJ with a good rebound, puts it back up, misses that one.
Oh my goodness.
And the ball rebounded by Mendenhall ahead to Christensen. Oh, point blank for JJ after
on
a great rebound.
On the left side too.
Yeah. Straight with it. Back out to Christensen. Swings it to Zamudio. Zamudio way over to Mendenhall on the left angle. Straight, left corner three, hits it. First shot he's taken all game. He buries it. It's 12-10 in favor of the Red Hawks.
Travel.
Red Tail Hawks.
Give it to him.
Down low, Clark.
Get it up. Travel.
They're gonna get it for a travel. I thought he held that left foot, but he must have shuffled it a little bit. The pass was a little late and he had to reach out for it.
Yeah. And all he had to do was take one bounce dribble.
Yeah. Must have slid the pivot foot. I couldn't see it. 12-10. Christensen to Zamudio.
Do not attack this zone.
Zamudio throws it way up to Escalona. And a foul on
hands.
JJ.
Too much hands.
Well, the hands weren't out. They were right in front. Trying to do the body control there. That's a bonus shot here. Coming for number 55, Esteban Escalona. 6'1" senior. And he buries the front end of the 1-1. Well, that three by Thomas straight from the left corner really hurt. .704 left to go here in the first half. Escalona hits a pair. It's a 4-point lead. Ties their largest lead of the game. Meeker throws it ahead to Mather. Mather drives to the right corner. Back out to Howard. Ooh, dangerous soft pass there, but Meeker controls. And they're going to get Meeker for pushing off. And Devin is beside himself. Meeker with good emotional control. He's already seen that quick trigger on Colby. You got to be careful. And on Mendenhall as well. Devin's struggling with the officiating tonight.
8-3 on fouls. Uh-oh.
Straight and a foul by JJ.
Dang it.
He got himself out of position. He picks up his second foul in his many trips down the floor. I'm going to put straight on the line. Really no reason to be out that far if you're JJ.
No. They get Nicest back in and move Reagan to the middle.
JJ out with his two fouls. 14-10 Adventist, and Thomas straight to the line to shoot. 1-1.
Oh, two.
That's the 10th foul.
My goodness.
10 fouls to 3, folks. Seems about right. Straight buries the foul shot. Cowboys are up on the Titans 27-13 in good news on that front. I know Ron cares. Straight hits a pair. And a timeout taken. 16-10. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here.
7-0 run. We were ahead 10-9. We have not scored a point.
We were ahead 10-8.
Yeah, they made, I have 10-9 at the quarter.
I thought they made, yeah, I know, but I think it was 10-8. They made one free throw.
Could be.
I thought. I don't know. Whatever it was. But no, I think you're right. It was 9-8, and then it was 10-9.
Let's just say this thing. We haven't scored a point in the second quarter.
No, we haven't. But it's only been a minute 15 seconds. The problem is they buried a 3 and 4 foul shots. On the floor for the Warriors now, Nicef, Clark, Wolf, Meeker, and Mather. So, boy, we should be able to rebound, right?
We haven't, up court.
We haven't done a great job of rebounding in this game. Meeker.
Somebody come to the middle.
Back to Mather. There was the flash. They missed it. They shovel it ahead. And
foul.
Good job by Dallas Wolf to draw the foul on Escalona. Just the fourth team foul on Rogue Valley. Michael in, Mike Mather unbound right in front of us. Gets it into Dallas. Back to Mike. Down low to Colby. Trying to get it to Reagan. There's nothing there. He's doubled. Back to Mike. They're missing Meeker on the other side. Now they get him in the left side. Looking down low. Nothing there. Back to Dallas on top. Meeker, left angle.
That angle right there. Yep. He breaks down.
Well, they've got four white jerseys below the foul line, and it goes off of Colby's foot and out of bounds. They had four white jerseys on the left side of the floor below the foul line, and we didn't make them pay for that. You've got to skip that pass and make them pay. 16-10. Rogue Valley, 1A school.
Don't
with
let this
a
thing get out of hand right
record.
Here. Uh-oh.
And they're going to get Colby running through Escalona. That's Colby's at least third. His second, third?
Third. He got technical.
Yeah. So Berkey's going to come in. Two foul shots coming.
He's going to get Gavin back in here.
So Escalona to the line to shoot two. So 6:05 left to go first half, 16-10 in favor of Rogue Valley.
Madonna's telling him, Madonna's wrong because she's telling him two fouls, but he got a technical.
Yeah, the technical counts as a personal foul.
Yeah.
He doesn't know it. Well, we're not the home book either. If the other lady knows, Escalona misses that one. Rebound by Nicef. Warriors with the ball down 7. Berkey back into the game. Out at the center circle. Tries to feed a high post. Bad pass. And Nicef wasn't holding his position. Straight with it. Gives it up. Mendenhall and Christensen play catch out top. Warriors have lost all offensive semblance of organization or methodology out there. Zamidio, they just skipped this ball back and forth against this zone. Zamidio's going to take a 3 from the left side, bury it. And this one's getting out of hand, Ron.
Well, we haven't scored a point. He should have given it up.
Streeter all the way down, and Streeter's going to draw a foul. Not Streeter. Meeker going to draw a foul as he drives from the top of the key. He'll go to the line to shoot 2. 15 foul on Rogue River. Not Rogue River, Rogue Valley. JJ and Grove coming back in. They need to get Colby out. He's got 3 fouls, whether they know it or not.
Send Kobe or send Mandana.
Meeker hits the first. One more for Meeker. Misses that one. Oh. JJ tips it. And Christensen chases it down. Warriors not helping themselves there.
They'll get a foul, Jay.
Out on top of 1-3-1 now for the Warriors.
I don't know.
Zamidio for three again. No good. Berkey with the rebound.
Oh,
he had the chance. Pushes it hard up the middle. Bounce pass to JJ. Lost it again.
He's good.
Got 10 thumbs on those hands right now.
He's got the jitters or something.
That was another bunny it
was
going to be.
Perfect pass.
Yep. Swing it to the left. It's Christensen. Skips it over to Strait on the right side. Back to Christensen. Thinks about the three. Back to Strait. Zamidio, right corner three. Buries it. We got to get out of this zone. This zone is absolutely killing us. We're down 23 to 11.
Four threes.
And a timeout taken by Devin. 23-11, and this quarter is a 14-1 quarter in favor of the Hawks. We'll take a quick break. This is a full timeout. KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. 4:32 left to go in the second quarter. The Warriors had a 10-9 lead after one quarter, and this second quarter in 3.5 minutes has been a 14-1 run for the Hawks. They've buried a couple of threes. Zamidio's hit two of them. I guess he's hit both of them this quarter. No, Strait hit one too. So they've hit three threes in this run. And some free throws. So they're clarifying the foul situation now, but.
Oh, the ref said no.
He got a technical. That's a foul.
Oh, okay. She only has him.
They only said he's got one other one? Okay. So they're going to say
that's
Colby
good.
Only has two. We'll take it. I don't know how they got that. Because Colby had the blocking foul over here. JJ in the high post spins.
Oh.
Left hand misses it. Gets it back.
Put it up.
Kicks it out in the corner to Grove.
My goodness.
Meeker back to Grove. To JJ to the basket. Gets the lay-in. And one. What a great feed there. And JJ makes a great play finishing.
He should have about 10 points right now.
So the Nissa girls are going to go sit with the Amity girls.
Now can he make a free throw?
JJ.
Get it there.
Buries it. So a big play for the Warriors. They needed that. Down 10 now. 23-13. Hawks against this 1-3-1 pressure. Throw it ahead to Strait on the right side. Strait back out to Mendenhall. Now to Christensen on the left angle extended.
They actually got JJ to get his hands up.
Back over to Strait. Strait drives all the way into traffic.
No
misses. They get the rebound. Out to Mendenhall. Zamidio from 28. Misses that. Nice step. Tips to Meeker. Meeker gives it up to Evan. Warriors down 9. Meeker on the left wing. Back out on top to Evan. Berkey wraps it. And there's a bad pass by Grove. Throws it right at the feet.
Right idea. But that's the guy that's open. And then you can get the ball inside on that zone. But
so Grove trying to feed Nyseth along the baseline. As Nyseth was popping out, he throws it right at his ankles and between his legs. Hawks work it up slowly and methodically here against this 1-3-1. Estebano
Don't
gives
reach.
It up.
Don't reach.
They swing it around. Christensen over to Strait. Strait back to Mendenhall on top. Drives, kicks.
That
and Zamidio buries another three. He's got three threes, and he has a green light from anywhere on the floor. We've seen that. Berkey throws ahead. And they're going to get an offensive foul on Berkey. Good job by Mendenhall to hold his ground and let Berkey come into him. Berkey's going to have a seat.
Could be his third.
Mather coming back. 26-14. Hawks. And Mather in for Berkey. So Mather, Grove, Meeker, Howard, and Nyseth on the floor for the Warriors.
Switch to a man right now. Meeker's got the three-pointer.
So back to man-to-man defense. They feed the high post, and J.J. bumps him from behind. I think that's three on J.J.
We are getting some serious foul trouble.
And Devin yelling at JJ from the sideline about that.
That's just a,
you just can't have those kind of fouls.
That's a dumb foul. Guy's not going to make a, he's not going to shoot from there.
He's not even looking to make a move from there. He's looking to make a pass. It's up above the foul line.
Going to make both free throws though.
He misses the first one. Escalona at the line. He's 3 for 5 now from the line. Clark in, Howard out. A lot of fouls in this first half for the Warriors. Probably 13 or 14 now. To 6. They miss a pair.
That's over the back. Oh my goodness.
Oh my.
Oh my 12, goodness.
12 was on top of Reagan's shoulders, battling for the ball right in front of the official. Devin is just beside himself. So Escalona misses a pair. Complete foul. Unbelievable. It's like that guy needs a second pair of glasses. Or to get 3 in the key against. That might be a makeup call right there. Escalona gets called for 3 in the key awfully quickly. Might have had his heel in. Nothing that normally gets called. But they clearly missed the foul.
Here
they've got a pressure on. Grove swings it ahead. Pass to Clark. Off of his hands to Meeker. Meeker all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Worked out really well. Colby put a lot of heat on that pass. Reagan couldn't handle it, but it went right through his hands. Deflected to Meeker for a layup. 26-16. Warriors need some stops defensively.
Without fouling.
Yeah, exactly. Back door. Dimitio.
Good deep.
Turns, shoots, misses.
Nice
Clark
defense.
With the rebound inside.
That's a foul.
Gets it to Grove. Grove pushes hard up the middle. Shovels it. Picked off by Christensen. Christensen, Grove just gift wrapped that one for him. He handed it to him basically. He had no plan on where to go. Trying to fill in a little desperate there, I think. The Midio backdoor misses. Nice up with the rebound. And there's a reach in foul by Mendenhall from behind. He knows that was a stupid one. 10-point lead. The worst thing that you can do is get yourself into foul trouble and have your best players on the bench. 1-1 for Nyseth.
Make some foul shots. Get back in on the Fox, not running. You get the chance to make some foul shots.
1:57 remaining in the first half. It's 26-16. Warriors trail by 10. Nyseth to the line, shooting 1-1. Buries it. No, halfway down, wouldn't stay. Off of Meeker and out of bounds. This official's about to tee up Meeker. He allows no pleading whatsoever. If you make any kind of questioning mark towards him, he's likely to tee you up. Straight with it on the right angle, swings it back over to Christensen. He's got some good battle going on with Escalona trying to get position.
That
that's going to be a foul on Reagan,
Colby.
I think.
23.
Oh, it was on Colby.
That's 3.
That's 3 or 4, I don't know.
3. Well, we think it's technical is 4.
And she just said it was 4.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, if they would listen to us, he wouldn't have been in the game to pick that one up. Unbelievable. 1:41 to go in the first half, and we've got Mendenhall at the line to shoot free throws. So Watson in and Colby out. See if Gavin can bring some energy here.
He'll bring some energy. Let's just say it's
we'll see what happens.
We need to be positive.
Productive energy. Misses the second one.
Oh my goodness.
Gavin skies over Mikey for the rebound. Ahead to Grove. Grove, this game's been tough for Andrew. He's had a hard time with this pressure defense. Meeker back to Grove for 3. Block. Took him too long to get it off. They throw ahead for straight. And he's fouled by Grove.
That's his 3rd, I think.
Took him too long to get that shot off. He caught it, kind of gathered himself, and it was blocked by Christensen. 27-16 in favor of the Hawks. 1:22 to go first half. Slow first half because of all the fouls. Warriors have about 15 of them. Straight misses the foul shot. One more coming for him.
I have us 14-7 on fouls.
Okay. Second one good for Strait. They've got a 12-point lead, their largest of the game. Mather into Grove, back to Mather. Swing it over to Meeker, to Clark in the middle, ahead to Watson. That's how you break a press, right there. Mather on top, thought about the three, it wasn't there. They double him, and ball's loose. Watson chases it down. Gavin gives it up to Grove. You still got to get it across in 10 seconds here. Grove,
this is trouble. This is trouble.
Finally gets it across to Meeker. Meeker drives, fakes, scoops, leaves it short. Clark with a rebound. They're going to get it. They should be a foul on the kid on the ground because that's why Reagan fouled. He was tripped by the guy laying on the ground. What's he saying? I mean, it should be a foul on the kid laying on the ground because he tangled up Reagan's feet. The officials are talking about this. I think Reagan's going to the line.
Yeah, Reagan's shooting, and a foul is on.
Should be on.
55.
Yeah.
Big guy.
He just lost his balance. It was a scramble.
That's
for the
his
ball.
Third foul.
Reagan got the ball. The 55 fell at his feet, and that led to him then tripping Reagan up.
So their big guy's got three fouls.
So Clark will go to the line to shoot one and one.
He's capable here. He's been shooting free throws in practice really good.
A little strong. But Gavin,
oh, look at that.
High, Clark tips, Gavin
yeah.
comes out with it. What a combination. On top, Mikey was fouled.
Oh,
and it was halfway down. He'll shoot three. Gavin Watson and Reagan Clark. What a combination on that. Gavin just bounced about
wow.
3 feet off the ground to save that ball as it was headed out of bounds. Tipped it. Reagan went high for it. Pulled it down. Kicked it out. Mikey shoots a three and gets fouled. Mike's got to watch his toe.
Well, I think he's over the line.
I think he's right. He is right on it. He's going to tell him. Hey, you don't tell him. You call it. This is varsity basketball.
When he shoots it, when I help him, he's right up on the line. Now he's going to be short. Watch.
Well, he's in his own head now.
Yeah.
Misses the second one, but that right toe was on the black line.
Yeah.
He's watching checking it now. Yeah.
He's watching it now, man.
I think he's okay. And he buries the third one.
Psyched him on the second
yeah.
one.
Yeah. 10-point game. 45 seconds to go, first half. Strait starts to drive, backs up, shoots a three. No good. Watson. High for the rebound.
Oh, look
throws
at that
a no-look pass to Meeker. Meeker
go to the
drives,
hoop.
Steps through, and he's
yeah.
fouled. George Meeker aggressively attacking the basket.
Well, we said if Gavin comes in, it's gonna,
there will be energy.
And, he's had three key rebounds. And a yeah. no-look pass for Meeker.
Now, well, he was going down, and so he had to get rid of the ball or travel, and he threw it out in front where Meeker could go get it. A great play by Gavin Watson. Meeker hits the first free throw. He's got four. One more coming for George. 31 seconds to go here. Meeker misses the second one. Gavin's gonna get a push. Put a hand in the back on that one, I guess.
Now we're going to go down the other end and shoot.
1 second off the clock. The problem is it puts Mendenhall on the line. I think he's probably a pretty good free throw shooter.
Gavin just jumped straight up. He didn't have to push.
Yeah. The longest last minute and a half I can remember in a first half ever, Ron. No intentional fouling going on. Just lots and lots of fouling. Mendenhall misses it, comes up short. Could be a good foul. Gonna get the ball back here if you rebound. Savino into the game for the Hawks. Hits the second one. Christensen does, he's got six. Warriors with the ball, 28 seconds. Mikey puts the brakes on, gotta have some help. Gets it to
get
Grove,
over.
Get it across to Meeker, he does. Meeker back to the center circle with it. 18 seconds. Mikey back to Meeker. Skips it over to Grove. Can't hang on to it. Too
goodness.
High.
That's a bad pass.
Meeker threw it high. Andrew tried to come down with it. Just couldn't get up there. 13 seconds. 29-19. Feels like we played three quarters of a game, Ron. They lob into the high post. Savino kicks it back out. Christensen with it. 2 seconds. They get it to straight, straight. Jacks up a long one and fakes it in off the glass. He was falling down in front of the Warrior bench, baked it above the square, off the glass and in. What an effort by Thomas Strait.
30-footer.
32-19 as we go to the break. Warriors were battling, trying to get back. They were down 14. They cut it to 10. Had a chance. Didn't get anything at one end. They come the other way. And Strait basically had done nothing to create a shot. They were passing the ball around. Strait just heaves it up from, pushing 30 feet, at least 26, 27 feet, but falling backwards over the outstretched arm, I think, of Mike Mather. And banks it high off the glass. That ball was 3 feet off the glass, or up on the glass above the rim where he banked it, and it came almost straight down into the basket. What a shot by Thomas Strait. We're going to take a quick break. Be back with some halftime numbers for you after these messages. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here from Salem Academy Crusader Tournament. Second round action, the Warriors boys playing the Red Tail Hawks of Rogue Valley Adventist Academy. And a hectic first half. The Warriors were up 10-9 after one quarter and were outscored 23-9 in that second quarter, and including a falling backwards, falling down three-pointer banked in from about 26, 27 feet by Thomas Strait. He ends up with 9 points in the first half. For the Warriors, Mike Mather had 9, Howard and Meeker with 4 each, Grove with 2. Strait had 9, Zamudio had 10, and 6 for Christensen. So, Warriors struggled with fouls. Got some officiating that was questionable. No calls and calls, both. Devin was beside himself most of the first half with some calls that were made and some calls that weren't made that he thought should have been. And the Warriors didn't capitalize on some opportunities they had, as is want to happen sometimes against a really scrappy team. It looks like you've got a good opportunity, and there's just somebody always flying at you. But, you know, hats off to Rogue Valley Adventist Academy. They do fly around. They play good defense. They work hard. And I don't know what they're talking about. They're talking about me, but I can't hear it, so... Oh, we've had our share of dumb fouls. Absolutely.
We have 17 fouls and
10. Yeah. Well, a lot of our 17 fouls were stupid fouls.
Where's my phone? There it is.
It's black, Ron, and it's right next to your seat on the bench.
17 to 10, and that sheet is the only book. There's no other book.
So Ron's going to put his headset back on here and tell me what he's talking about.
Mundem is the official book. They're not even running a score book.
Oh.
That other lady's just that guy's wife.
Huh. Okay. So how many fouls does Colby have?
4.
Why did she think he only had 2 when he had 3?
Well, she told the ref, and the other ref came and said, oh, yeah, he did get a technical on that. Yeah, that's right. So that's his 4th foul.
So if we hadn't said anything, oops.
Yeah,
us and our big mouths over here. Well, we were trying to keep him out of trouble, right?
We wanted him, if they kept the, well, we didn't know there was another, if there was another book or not.
Right. Right. There should be another book because we're not the home team. So I think Rogue Valley should forfeit the game anyway because they don't have their home book. rough first half, Ron. A lot of fouls. Some of them, stupid fouls.
Yeah.
Some of them, questionable calls, but we definitely didn't play their style as well as they played it.
No.
Warriors coming back out here. We got about 3.5 minutes to go before the third quarter starts.
You need to go to the foul line, shoot some foul shots. I mean, every gym, you need to go take some extra shots.
That's a different gym than playing in the other one for sure.
And we'll dink around and shoot gunners and everything else. We need to go. Oh, hey, he's practicing lands. We love it.
All right, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the start of the third quarter here from Salem Academy High School. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC. Getting ready to start the third quarter here. Warrior boys trailing by 13. Had it at 10 with a chance to cut it to 8, Ron, when it was 29-19, and we had the ball with about 15 seconds to go, and we
turned it over.
And they got the last second shot off, a three-pointer, and so what could have been an 8-point game became 13, 32-19. Low-scoring game, though, really.
We really
chaotic.
Haven't got that many shots up. I think we've got less than 20 shots up.
All right.
But we also have 12
turnovers.
12 turnovers.
12, yeah.
To their six.
And how many fouls?
17 fouls.
That's a lot of fouls. All right, Warriors ball to start the third quarter. Berkey. Over to Mather in the corner, Grove.
Got Reagan.
Down low for Reagan. Turn, put it on the floor. Warriors get it back.
They do a lot of reaching.
There's the foul. There's a lot of reaching going on. And as long as you allow them to get away with it, they're going to keep doing it, right?
They got a couple of their guys in foul trouble.
Well, that's, how many did you say they had? 10 in the first half?
Yeah.
So they've got 11 fouls now in the game. So somebody's got to be getting three at some point here. Berkey.
There he is.
Swing it over to Grove. Back to Mather on top. Berkey on the left wing. They double him. Doubling everything out top. Howard turns. Puts it on the floor and lost it.
That's dumb.
They throw it over to Christensen. He misses the lay-in. Mather with the rebound. Going the other way. All the way to the basket. No call. His body's flying everywhere. They throw out in front. Berkey gets back and fouls Christensen on the layup attempt.
Why wasn't there a foul down to that end?
That's crazy amount of contact. Mikey going hard to the basket. The defender gets hit, falls down. It's either a charge or it's a block. Because as hard as Mikey was going, there's no way it was just incidental contact.
That's Berkey with four. Right now, the difference is foul shots.
Christensen hits the first. And that'll bring Wolf in for Berkey. Berkey with a rough game tonight. Second one for Christensen, also good. So they extend their lead to 15.
Uh-oh.
JJ with it. Terry got away with it, I think. Mike with it. Mike pushes up the middle. They try to trap him. He works off of that. Picks up his dribble over to Grove. A lot of indecision on the Warriors on their passing. Not sure where they want to go to attack this. They need a high post. You got to flash it. We're not flashing to that high post very well. Skip pass over to Wolf. Three-pointer left corner. We need it. No good. Weak side rebound, Christensen. Grove's got to crash in there. Either crash in for that board or get back on defense. Don't take a step in and wait and see what happens. Go get that ball. Christensen with it. We have a double foul on JJ and Zamidio, right?
No. Mather and 12.
Mather and 3. Mike and Zamidio. Yeah, he was guarding him, wasn't he?
Yeah, so that's four on number 3. And Mather, that's his first.
And they'll get him out. He's their best shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So good job by Mike to draw the double foul. They were really going at it in that high post. So that brings in number 32, Wilson. Christensen, high post. Estebano working on Clark. Backs it out. Christensen for three. Hits it. JJ didn't get out there quick enough. Christensen with a nice pop out. Catch and shoot quickly. Wolf ahead to Mather. Mather pushes up the right side. Back to Wolf. Wolf to Mather. Fakes the three. Drives baseline. Little floater. No good. JJ can't get the board. It went up too high on him. He had good position inside. Mendenhall with the rebound. This one's getting away from us, Ron. 37-19.
Well, just too many threes, man. They're killing us.
They're hitting them, and we're not scoring. There's almost a steal by Wolf, and that'll be a foul on Wolf. Yep.
That guy right here.
Yeah, this guy next to us.
That guy is
clueless.
Like,
he's clueless.
Clear across the court. He makes the call. The guy's 6 feet from the
I think court. It was the right call, but the wrong official had to make it. Christensen. Wolf trying to draw a cheap foul on Strait. Doesn't get it. Straight taps him on the arms like, yeah, nice try. Hook pass inside. Back out to Mendenhall. Hangs, probably fouled there. Clark knocks the ball out of Zamidio's hands, and they say it's off of Zamidio. Not Zamidio, Escalona. It was clearly off of Reagan. This game's too much for at least two of these officials. And the third one's got a chip on his shoulder. Wolf and Grove play catch in the backcourt.
Get it over.
To get it up. Push it ahead, throw it away. Mendenhall with the steal to straight, lays it up and in. They can't handle the pressure. Too much indecision, too much passing back and forth, not enough attacking. We're not going to the middle on it ever. And we've got a timeout taken by Devin. 5:11 to go third quarter. We haven't scored this quarter. We've only scored 9 points since the end of the first quarter. So in 10 minutes and 49 seconds, we have scored 9 points. That is not a formula for winning basketball games, and we find ourselves down 20, 39 to 19 as Devin takes a full timeout.
Also, just for the record, Devin's been warned. So they gave him a bench warning, and he'll pop off. He's down to get one unless things get cleaned up.
Yeah. Well, the game's almost so out of hand now that you won't get a technical.
No.
Because it's just, at some point, it's not worth getting upset over. But Warriors are really struggling with this press break. And it's the guards that are struggling.
Too much dribble.
The guards are not making the quick, decisive passes to beat this. There's too much hesitation, too much dribbling. So it's Warriors basketball. Hawks keep pressing here. This is a 1-2-2 press. And they come way up on it.
Gonna drop that Grove. Pass.
Grove. Over to Mather. Mather knocked away from behind. Clock's still running here. You've only got 10 seconds. He's gotta get it up. Grove.
Dribble
backtracks. He's gonna get his 10. You know where you're getting this across. They get it across.
My goodness.
That had to be 10 seconds. All the way across to Grove on the right side. High post goes right through JJ's hands. Trying to feed that high post. You gotta get that ball inside against this zone. Another poor exchange there between a guard and a post. We've had a lot of them.
Three.
Street misses the three, and we're going to have a foul.
55.
I think it is on Escalona.
I think he's gone. He's gone. No, it's four. Four on him.
But they're going to get him out anyway and get Savino in. So you've got two bench players on the floor for them, Savino and Wilson. You've got their two posts out of the game. Watson into the game for JJ. Mather pushes up the left, gets to the foul line and gets, oh my goodness! They called that on Mike? The kid clearly had a block, jumped out in front of Mike as he was dribbling from
here
left
goes.
To right.
He got it.
And there's Devin's first tee of the year. That was an absolutely terrible call. He even said that Mike pushed off with that left arm, which he didn't at all. And Coach McShane gets the technical. He is just beside himself over this officiating. I mean, that was a really, really bad call. I mean, we've had some questionable calls. This one was really, really bad. It was blatantly bad. This guy hasn't hardly made a call all night, and then he calls that.
Well, you're going to the wrong end of the floor. It's the foul's down here.
So,
oh, he called a foul.
I don't know what they called. He got two shots for the technical, and then it'll be Hawks ball. One of our Niseth brothers is maybe looking to get himself kicked out down here to our right as he chirps on the official. Mendenhall hits the free throw. They'll have one more. Technicals are a two-shot affair at the high school level. One more for Mendenhall. Short on that one. Rolls it in anyway. Good shooter's touch there. 41-19. So the officials are starting to lose control of this game, Ron. The fans are starting to get really, really chippy. Swing it over to the right side. Wilson. Gavin almost got a hand on that. Now he does get a hand on it. Mikey had it. Can't hang on to it. Knocked out of bounds by Savino. the players are not getting chippy. It's the officials, the coaches, and the fans that are getting chippy. It's kind of funny. Wolf with it, pushes up the left side, weaves his way through traffic, back out. Oh, tipped away. They throw it ahead, straight, lays it up, and in. Gavin almost had the block from behind. His straight attacks the rim, 43-19, timeout Warriors. 30-second timeout.
See, Wolf broke the press. Gavin was wide open. Yeah. Nice little soft bounce pass. He's got a lay-in. The guards just so pressured by the defense, they can't.
They're rattled.
Yeah,
they're not processing what's going on the floor in front of them and where the advantages are. Anytime you break a press, you have a momentary advantage you have to take advantage of,
yeah,
right? If you don't take advantage of it, it goes away quickly as the defense recovers. But there is that 1 second maybe after you break a press where there's always an advantage if everybody is spaced right.
Well, now what our guys need to do is just forget the scoreboard and see if they can take care of the ball.
You got to set some different goals here, right?
Yeah. Figure out. It doesn't count. It's not a league. It's blah, blah, blah. But
you got some things to work on.
1 point at a time, 2 points at a time, 3 points at a time.
Meeker back in.
We just play into their hands by taking this ball right here. You need to get the ball in the middle right now.
Well, they're shadowing that good, but you got to go up this sideline here. Grove needs to come up this left sideline. Instead, he's backing it up to the double team. Gets it ahead to Meeker. Meeker, hesitation, dribble towards the left corner. Picks it up. Bounce pass out to Grove. 2-3 zone. That middle of that zone is wide open, but there's no pass to that flashing post.
Oh.
They're not even looking at it. And there Grove throws it away. I'm not sure where he was trying to go. Maybe Wolf in the corner. Devin says, come on, I want to press. Now the guards are like, oh, we're supposed to be pressing. A little late to it. Christensen drives, hangs, misses. Gavin tips. Straight gets it out in the corner, and we'll get a foul on, I think, on Dallas Wolf.
11, Gavin.
Oh, on Gavin, okay. I thought he was saying 1-1. I looked up at that board. It's only 6 fouls.
It'll be 1-0.
Oh, it'll be
enough.
Quick. We'll be shooting a lot of free throws in the fourth quarter. Straight. Tries to dump the ball in the corner. Three-pointer missed out there. Follows his own shot. No box out on Mendenhall. Follows his own missed three from the corner and lays it up and in. We were in man-to-man, weren't we? Either way, no excuse for that. Shooter's always got to be boxed out. We get a reach-in foul on Straight. Been there all game. They're finally calling it. Into the game. Get Grove and Wolf out and Bell and Mather in. Mather with the ball, swings it left to Meeker, puts up a three. You need it. Hits it. George Meeker buries a three-pointer. Kept the lead to 23, 45-22. Pass ahead. And Reagan just absolutely takes out Wilson. But that's what, they broke that press by getting that ball up the sideline.
Yeah.
Once they got it to the middle, they got it up the sideline. We're getting it to the middle, we're getting it across, but we're not getting it up the sideline. I think it's Reagan's first foul of the game. Is that possible?
That's two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Puts Wilson on the line to shoot. One-on-one. He's gonna get a lay-in if Reagan didn't foul him. They've broken the press up that side. Misses the free throw. No box out, but Mather chases it down and then steps out of bounds. Wow.
He got pushed.
Probably.
Number 40 thought he had a foul.
Problem is, the guy who got that rebound wrong came from the right side all the way over to the left side to get that rebound. No box out on the right side of the key there. I'm not naming names. I'm just pointing out it was the guy second up on the right side who ran all the way across the key unhindered to go get that rebound along the baseline. Out on top. Straight with it. Thinks about the three. Goes left corner to Mendenhall for three. No good. Ball tipped. Watson with it. Gavin accelerates out. Takes it in with the left hand. Right hand scores. Gavin Watson end to end there. Cuts the lead to 21. 2:23. They throw long. We got people don't know where they're supposed to be. Gavin with a steal, though.
Should go to the hoop.
He takes it in, lays it up, and he's fouled.
Blocking.
Yeah, Mendenhall leaned a little bit while he was in the air because Gavin was going to get past him. But the problem is, Ron, we had four people at half court trying to press two people. They had three people down here with one guy back. That is not a press. Nobody was pressing anybody. So Gavin will go to the line to shoot two. Who's that foul on?
12. 12. His third.
Gavin making some things happen there. Defense to offense. First a rebound, takes it the length of the floor. This time a steal, and he takes it in for the foul. So Gavin Watson, senior forward, to the line to shoot two. First one for Watson. Perfect. Watson with 3 points in the game. One more for Gavin. Misses that one. Ball's tipped loose and chased down by Mendenhall. They get it ahead, throw it into the corner to Christensen. Christensen lost it, gets it back. Reagan takes him out. Bodies flying everywhere. Maybe Reagan's third. Ball was kind of a ratty play, and Christensen broke containment in that corner and was driving. The ball kind of got loose a little bit. He got it back, and then everybody was out of position. Front end of the one-on-one, no good. Rebound, Brant Bell, and throws it away. Well, was knocked out. It was almost thrown away. How about that? He tried to throw it away. Bell to Meeker off his hands. Stolen. And then Meeker ties him up. Good hustle there by George. Bad pass from Bell, though. A little high. And he tells George, sorry about that. That's on me. You know, Bell could give you some three-point shooting. You might as well. Because nobody else is hitting from out there. Meeker's hit one. Wilson down to Christensen in the corner. They double him, loses it. Ball's loose. And jump ball. Clark and Savino on the floor. Imagine that. Reagan came out of there with the ball. Every time. Jump ball, Warriors basketball. They set up their press break.
Right now, someone comes
down. Gavin's got a flash. Nope, now there Reagan flashes, but they don't make the pass. Meeker all the way. Draws the foul. He'll shoot two. And here we go again, Ron. Minute 30 to go, and we got fouls left and right on the floor. Jump balls, fouls. This is the choppiest game I ever remember in a varsity boys game. 45-25 in favor of Rogue Valley Adventist. This is going to be a long recording. Discussion over there between the official and Devin. Meeker buries the first. One more coming for George, senior guard, 5'9". Bounces it around and in. Warriors get into some pressure defense here. Throw the ball ahead. They get it to the middle to Christensen. Christensen back out on top, Mendenhall. Christensen knocked away by Meeker. They get him for a foul. Got to be careful on the...
Careful, man.
On the excitement after the call. That's
just, that ref, you can get away with it.
Yeah, if that was this guy down here to our right, that would have been a technical. Colby did less than that. George thought he had a steal. 121 to go, third quarter, 45-27. Rogue on top. First one. Good from Christensen. Luke Christensen, 6-foot senior guard. good ball player. Very solid. High basketball IQ. We've watched it all night long. Mather, head to Meeker, hooks a pass to nobody except
Gavin.
And then Gavin's going to get the foul. Hooked the pass the wrong way. Reagan is wide open, and he chose to throw the ball, the more difficult pass. It gets picked off, and then Gavin picks up the foul trying to recover. Terrible decision. Reagan's not the best basketball player, but even he knew that ball was supposed to go to him. So to the line, it's going to be Savino. Hits the first one. 5'11 senior. One more coming for him. And misses that one. Watson with the rebound. Watson way ahead to Meeker. Takes it in with the left hand and scores. Good pass from Gavin Watson to George Meeker. Warriors try to pressure right away. Christensen ahead to straight. Dangerous pass. Christensen comes down with it. Swings it to Wilson. There's a steal by Gavin. Is he going to throw this one down? Takes it up. And he misses the dunk. Had a little fingertip dunk and missed it, and then a reach-in foul on Meeker. Well, I don't know about that foul call.
As on Watson, that's his fourth. You got to have a lay-in, man. You're down 20.
46 seconds go, third quarter. 48-29, Adventist on top. At the line is number 12, Mendenhall. He bangs home the first one. Catches that front rim, but he's got a nice shooter's touch. Gets them both that way. Warriors down 21.
Keep passing it.
Mather to Meeker. Meeker ahead to Watson. Watson to Meeker. Meeker kicks it out. Bell, right corner three, too strong. Clark tips, and Gavin tips it away from him. Oh, they're going to say Mendenhall. I think that was Gavin knocking the ball out of Reagan's hands there. They were both going for it. And somehow the guy who is the least high in terms of elevation there, Mendenhall, knocked it out of bounds according to the official. Bell fakes the three. Down low to Clark. Powers up, foul. And there's no way that little 40 kid is going to do anything down there but foul him. So Reagan to the line to shoot two. Good entry pass there. Who threw that? Was that Meeker? Oh, it was Bell, wasn't it?
Bell.
Bell fed that entry pass. We haven't seen a lot of entry pass to the post that have worked.
It was soft. It was right on his hand.
Reagan bricks that one off the back. Got to get a little more arch on that. Second one for Clark. I got it to drop. Good rotation on that one. Gets the point. 30 to 50. Warriors down 20. Straight on top to Mendenhall with 21 seconds. Goes back door. Mikey tips and steals. They're just trying to get other people involved here. Mather pushes up the right side. 13
Wide
seconds.
Wide open in the corner. Get it to him. Boom.
Bell. Deep three. Looks good. It is. Grant Bell. Eyes it, tries it, and buys it.
Watch
3 seconds. Two. Mendenhall chucks it.
Almost
they're going to get him
it.
Three shots.
Is it going to call a foul?
He put his hand up. Okay, no. He had that hand up like it was, and held it up like it was a foul. All right. Third quarter is in the books. Warriors down 50-33. We'll be right back on KLYC McMinnville. Start of the fourth quarter here from Salem Academy High School. Second day of the Crusader Tournament. Girls are 2-0, moving on to the championship game in their bracket tomorrow at 3:30. Boys, losing to Rogue Valley here in the second round on the loser's bracket. Down 50-33 as we head to the fourth quarter. They've got starters back in. They had a couple guys on the bench for most of that quarter. Straight with it. Knocked away by Bell. Gets it back. Dumps into the mid post. Clark tips and Mather gets a steal. Good hustle by Reagan to close that back down. Mather ahead to Meeker. Meeker skip pass to Bell. Down low to Clark.
Go.
Turns. Oh. Kicks. Meeker left corner three. No good. Bell back to Meeker. Loses it out of bounds.
Oh. You give your shooter a wide open three, you hope for a better result. Didn't happen. Boys lose this game. They'll play tomorrow at 1 p.m. against the loser of Illinois Valley and Manor House Academy. And I think that's Manor House Academy. Gavin almost had the steal, and they're going to get him for the reach-in foul.
He's going.
I'll tell you what, though.
He hustles.
When he's on the floor, some good things have happened. More good things than bad things, really. Well, they're not saying he's out
well,
yet.
Well, she said five.
So to the line, number three, Zamudio.
I don't get it.
Misses it.
Going to give him six fouls. He's got five fouls.
We'll give him seven, Ron. Six. Oh, there we go. Five fouls. They told him five right away, didn't they?
You might not.
Evan in.
Did you see Devin? How many fouls does everybody have?
He's walking the other bench. Gavin fouls out, gave him a great effort tonight. Really, the only mistake he made was missing the dunk. That would have cut it to 15 here. Zamudio with another one. And he gets that one. Mather to Berkey.
Boom.
Berkey up the middle. Throws it away, but it's tipped by Christensen. They're not running the press break. He dribbled to the middle instead of throwing the ball to the middle, and that then you've got three people going to the middle there. Get it into Bell. Quick trigger three. Boom! Brant Bell drills his second three in three attempts. 51-36, a 15-point lead. Warriors scrambling, trying to create some chaos here. Zamudio traveled. No call. Picks up his dribble. He's doubled. Skips the pass over to Straight. Oh, that's travel. Oh!
Called timeout while the ball's in the air.
You can't call timeout when the ball's near. You're on possession.
You still have control of it. I mean, it wasn't like a bad turnover.
No. When the ball
but is... that's what he was calling.
You cannot call a timeout when you don't have possession. You don't have possession when you make a pass.
What I'm saying is when the pass was made from this corner, he was standing up.
Yeah, I don't know if he called it before then, but there was definitely a travel when Straight caught the ball over there. He shuffled his feet. And that should have been the call. Gave him a timeout while the ball was in the air. I don't know. The official could say, oh, he was calling it before, but the appearance was that they did not have possession. Because you don't have possession once the pass is made. All right. 51-36, 6:50 to go. It's going to be inbounded by Mendenhall on the far sideline. Warriors going right to left in front of us. Hawks with the ball. Mendenhall, they come out and trap him. Berkey gets a tip. Back to Mendenhall, left corner Gage. Bell flies at him.
Uh-oh.
Clark late on the rotation. When you're flying at people and they're driving to the basket, it puts your big guys in a bad situation. Reagan had to leave his guy at the foul line, slide down, and he got there too late. And we haven't played against very many guys who are as quick as Straight. Once he made up his mind to go to the basket, he was flying. Clark out, nice F in. Yeah, four on Reagan, is that what you got?
Yeah.
Well, Colby's got four also, so you might as well rotate him out. Give Nyseth a chance. Nyseth with the offensive or the defensive rebound there. As Straight misses the free throw. Chance for a three-point attempt. Bell. Quick trigger three. Blocked. But a great hustle by Bell to knock it loose. Down low. Meeker lays it up and in. Great hustle by Bell after his shot got blocked to get a hand on it. Berkey came up with it and found Meeker for the basket. George had 4 points at halftime, Ron. He's got nine in the second half. 13 overall and a timeout taken in a 15-point game. 6:23 remaining. We got a full timeout. We'll take a quick break on KLYC. Members of the Welcome back, Warrior fans. 53-38. This one's not over yet. 6:23 to go. But we're going to run out of players with fouls, I'm pretty sure.
Both teams, they got a couple, two or three guys with five.
They got two starters with four, I know, right?
Yeah.
And we've got one guy on the bench fouled out and a couple other guys with four. Three guys with four, I think. They throw it ahead. Straight. Back out to Zamudio. Swing it to Christensen. Back over to Zamudio. Puts up a three. Good. Man, that kid can shoot the three. David Zamudio. His fourth three of the game, he's got 14 points. Meeker ahead to Berkey. Berkey on the left wing. Loses it. Gets it back. Works back out to the center circle. Swings it over to Bell. Back to Berkey.
Flash.
Nobody's moving. Berkey drives. And a reach-in foul on Zamudio. He's gone.
Yep.
They've been reaching all game long. This is why Crane had not a lot of problem with them in the second half. Because Crane moves the ball so well against their scrambling defense. They were out of position all the time. Gave up open threes left and right. Mather out and Grove back in. Andrews had a rough game today, only 2 points.
Too many turnovers.
And a lot of turnovers. Yeah, he's had a rough one. The scrambling defense has really flustered him and a couple other players at times today. I think Mike struggled with that scrambling defense a little bit too. We've been really loose with the ball. First one by Berkey Good, his first point of the game. One more coming for Evan. Cut it back to 16 with this make.
We're not out of it by any means.
I mean, they're not the way they play.
No.
They'll let you back in, right?
Yeah.
You just got to make some shots. Brant Bell's been able to do that. He's made a couple threes. They throw it ahead down the sideline.
That's
good hustle by Andrew.
That guy hit it.
Grove.
Did number one hit it?
I don't know. Grove with a great defensive play along the sideline tipped that ball out of bounds. Mendenhall triggers it into Christensen. Christensen. Nice F. Picks off the pass. I'm not sure what that was about. Feeds Berkey. The brakes on. Skips it to Meeker for three. No good. Inside. Off of a low. I thought that went off of the shoulder of Escalana. But they said it went off of Black. So, white ball. Hawks with it. Straight. Goes behind the back a couple times. Shovels it off to Christensen. Christensen with the drive. Hangs. And that's going to be Colby's fifth.
He's gone.
So Reagan or JJ will be coming back in here.
She's not doing five. Four, five, four. She's going with the four, not counting the technical.
Okay, wow. We'll go with that, I guess. Christensen misses the front end of two. One more coming for the senior guard. Hey, he's a good ball player. He has handled any pressure we've given him. Good leadership out there from number 11. Meeker up the left side, gets back to the middle, kicks it to Grove. You got to be ready to shoot. Grove back. Oh, wanted to go to Bell and got himself in the air and then changed his mind. Turned it over. Mendenhall picks up his dribble. Over to Wilson. Hooks a pass to Gage. Street in the right corner. There's Bell knocks it away. Nice effort with the rebound. Going to take it in himself and lay it off the glass and in. Nyseth, his first basket of the game. Cuts it to 15, 57-42. Straight to Mendenhall. They double him. Grove had the steal but couldn't hang on to the ball. He jumped in that passing lane but could not maintain control of it. Coach Wilson having a conversation there with his guards. Straight. Down in the corner to Mendenhall. Back out to Straight. Berkey on skate. Straight drives all the way in. Lays it up and in. Man, he is quick, Ron. He has a different gear of acceleration. Warriors throw it ahead to Meeker. Takes it in. Lays it up and in. George Meeker with another attacking lay-in. Back to 15, 4 minutes to go.
Out
long pass, they threw that one away. That one's on Christensen. Coach Wilson has suddenly gotten a little antsy over there. He doesn't like the change in the flow of the game, I think. Berkey, sitting to Meeker, back to Berkey. This 1-2-2 press. Berkey tries to split. Wilson fouls him. He got Wilson reaching. So Berkey to the line. To shoot one and one.
Gotta make foul shots.
3:55 remaining.
Chance to cut it to 13 here. So Colby has had a magical extra foul given to him, which is, Ron and I have some ethical question marks there. Ah, missed the foul shot. Should be Warriors ball. No. Off of Bell. Gotta make your free throws. Berkey hit his last two. Escalana with the ball. Gets it out on top. They hook a pass over to Wilson. Down in the corner, Christensen. Skips it over to Straight. Left corner, Escalana for three. No good. Berkey with the rebound. Berkey pushing hard. Straight back on defense. Takes it right up into him. Misses. Meeker lays it up and in. George Meeker following the play. Having a game of his life. 3:24. Warriors cut it to 13. Christensen gets it over to... No foul there. Nyseth takes it right away. Takes it in. Scores! Wow. I can't believe they didn't call that after everything else they've called in this game, Ron. We just mugged him. And no call.
Down to 11.
3:10 to go. It's 59-48.
We'll take a break on KLYC McMinnville. Here's...
DNA Physical Therapy and Athletics is located at 516 South Trade Street in Amity. At DNA, our doctor of physical therapy has extensive experience training and treating athletes. We never use aids or assistants, so you will spend your appointment one-on-one with your PT. If you need to work on your game or have an injury you need to work through, call DNA at 971-708-6113. And let them unleash your dynamic, natural athlete. Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Welcome back. Warrior basketball. Warriors down 11, 59-48. They've been down as many as 21 in this fourth quarter. They were down 17 when the quarter started. They got down 54 to 33. And since then, they have been on a 15 to 5 run. Chopping 10 points off that 21 point lead. Mendenhall inbounds to Wilson. Back to Mendenhall. Over to Christensen. Lost it. Berkey steals. Berkey to Nyseth. Spins. Lays it up. He's fouled. I wish he hadn't tried to take that across the front of the rim up with the left hand, and he gets the lay-in. Nyseth to the line. Good attack. Great. Just a lost pass by Christensen. Kind of went off his hands, and Berkey was right there for the steal. That's four fouls on whoever committed that foul.
Number 12.
Boy, they could lose some key players here.
Yeah, they're in trouble on some guys.
Well, I know that 55.
How about let's make some foul shots?
Yeah, we could use that. 55 has four, now 12 has four. And the free throw goes in by Nyseth. Colby Nyseth with 5 points.
23
here in
point
the fourth
lead
quarter.
Is now down to 10.
One more coming for Nyseth, a senior post.
Was it 23?
I think it was 21, maybe 23. I know it was 21 for sure. 54 to 23.
Oh, yeah.
Warriors get it in. Cut it to 9.
Trouble.
Throw it high. Christensen comes down with it. They double him. He loses the ball. Gets it back to Mendenhall. Mendenhall throws long. Wilson back to Christensen. They can settle down.
That was a long 10.
Mendenhall out top. Gives it to Christensen. To Wilson. Wilson to the middle. Back on top. They're trying to run some clock here up 9. Scoop a pass in the corner. Knocked off of his face and out of bounds. That's Warriors ball. Grove hit the ball. It went off of the face of Christensen and out of bounds. Coach Wilson complaining he hit him in the face, but it was the ball that hit him in the face.
You could see the ball.
Yeah. Grove hit the ball. The ball hit Christensen in the face. Warriors chance to cut it to 7. Wow. And a reach-in foul on Straight, I think.
Number 1.
How many is that on him?
Three.
So the Warriors back to the line shooting two.
Stops
two,
the clock.
2:32 remaining, Ron, and you're right, it stops the clock. And we were, 75 feet from the basket when they stopped the clock. Mm-hmm. And only about 3 seconds into the count. All the momentum on the Warriors side. Berkey misses the foul shot, though. Hurting ourselves at the foul line a little bit.
He's been reliable, dude. That's just a brick.
He's 2 for 4 tonight from the line. One more coming for Evan. Need this one.
He gets it. There it is.
It's down to an 8-point lead, 59-51.
A lot of time.
Hawks.
That's out of here.
Throw it away, going the other direction. That was Christensen with a long left-handed pass, and he overthrew straight on this side. Warriors with the ball, down 8. The crowd has come alive in the last minute or two. Berkey pushes towards the middle, splits the double to Meeker. Meeker hangs, lays it in! George Meeker scores, and the Warriors have it down to 6, 59-53. Christensen up the left side, drives, gets in deep, hangs, and scores, and he's fouled. Andrew Grove with the foul. Christensen with the first basket in a long time.
That's a long streak of no shots.
So Christensen will get back to the line. 2:07 to go. That's 5 fouls on Andrew.
Andrew.
So he's out.
Who's he going to come back?
Wolf. Here? Wolf coming in. You need ball handling. It's got to be Dallas here. Dallas coming in. You need the shooter too. Dallas can hit the three. He can handle the ball.
If he doesn't turn it over.
Yep. Well, that's the story of the game for us, right? He should be inspired watching on the bench about how to play, right? So Christensen made the shot. He'll get one free throw here. Chance to make it a 9-point lead again. And he does. Meeker finds Nyseth in the middle, ahead to Wolf. Wolf drives, kicks, Bell is out of bounds. You've got to know where you are. We've had that problem twice this game. It's a narrow floor compared to the other gym. Unforced turnover on the Warriors. Christensen throws it ahead to Straight. Straight backs it up, trying to run some clock here. Christensen falls, gets it back, and bounces it off a Nyseth's leg and out of bounds at the foul line. 1:51 remaining, 62-53. Feels like the Warriors are about one turnover away from really getting back into this game. Mendenhall to Christensen, they foul him. If that's on Berkey, that's 5. Evan in disbelief. He says that was Meeker that committed the foul. Berkey out, going to get Mather back in. They just teed up Evan.
Oh, that's just dumb.
Evan was at the bench when he teed him up. He was 20 feet away from him.
I don't see how.
See, the other official coming to talk to the guy who just teed him up. He's teed up 3 people now in this game. All of them Amity, by the way. Now the officials are conferring about who the foul was on. So what are they going to say here? They're not going to change anything.
What else are you going to get?
So with 142.
Meeker's got 5.
Berkey's out with 5.
Out. They're going to sub him out.
Plus the technical.
Now who's he coming back with?
I think probably Mather. You need the guards.
Yeah.
And you don't have many left.
Mather's got, he's...
At the foul line, Christensen hits the first one. He'll get one more here for the technical. And then they'll have 2 shots for the foul. Christensen hits them both, as you can hear. Now he'll get 2 more shots because he got fouled. He makes that one. So this is going to put this one out of reach, Ron. 65-53, a chance to make it 14, and he does with 4 perfect foul shots at the foul line. 66-53, a 13-point lead with 1:42 to go. The Warriors had it down to 6, right?
59-53.
Yep. And a little 7-0 run here. 4 of them right there at the foul line. Christensen.
He traveled.
Doubled. He's going to get a foul on Meeker. Christensen's going to go back to the line to shoot 2 more free throws. 1:39 remaining. Christensen just made four straight, two on a technical and two on the foul itself. That's five straight. Ron, not one of those has touched anything but twine. Perfect foul shooting for Luke Christensen. Misses that one.
Good
See what
call.
I did there? I should have done it earlier, huh? Warriors with a rebound. Throw ahead. Meeker for three. He's fouled. Oh, my goodness. No call. Totally took him out. Meeker buries the three. Got annihilated and no call. 67-56. Now a reach-in foul. Oh, my goodness.
How could you not get a foul on...
If he had missed it, they would have called the foul, Ron, I think. We've seen that several times in this tournament. So back to the line. This time it'll be Mendenhall. Mendenhall with 10 points in the game. Mendenhall makes the first. Misses the second. Nyseth with the rebound. Throws it quick ahead to Bell. Bell, quick trigger three, a little strong. Mike over the back. Loose ball foul on Mather. See, but now everybody's protesting every call, and you just, this is what happens when the officials lose control of a game. They lost control by calling too many fouls, then no fouls.
He does know.
So 1:15 to go. It's 68-56. And Mendenhall back to the line. He was just one out of two on the previous trip. And he's short on this one. You watch him shoot. It seems like he should be a better foul shooter. He's short on almost every shot. One more coming for the senior guard. Short on that one too. Nice effort, a strong rebound, and he's fouled.
55's gone.
So that's his fifth, if they call it on him. Nope, they called it on straight.
Straight.
That's his fourth.
Foul shots. Clock stopped.
Yep. 1:13 to go. Nice effort to the line. 12-point game. Devin calls his boys over to him, except for Nyseth, who's got two shots.
No.
Mendenhall looks like he's ready to rebound this first one. He is. Look at that. Boom. Nyseth buries it. Colby's had a nice fourth quarter since he came back in.
Yes.
He's rebounded well. He's played under control. He's helped them break the press.
And the whole time was
with four
whatever,
fouls.
Whatever,
yeah, whatever he's got. Four or five. Something like that. 4/5. Cuts it to 11. Chance to get it to 10 now. Nyseth. Too strong. Bounces around. It's tipped. Bell had it. It's out of bounds off of the Hawks. Warriors basketball. Couldn't have got much luckier than that. They're going to say there's a wet spot on the floor. They want to wipe this up. Because 12 fell down there going for the rebound. So 1:10 remaining, 68-57. Warriors down 11 with the ball. No, normally, you would think you're down 11 with 1:10, this game's over. But the way this game has gone, there's been almost no time off a clock between possessions. So Warriors will inbound. Mather on the right side of the key along the baseline to trigger this in. Gets it in the corner to Wolf. Wolf,
right
nice Seth.
Right back.
You got to shoot. Wolf drives. Meeker puts up a deep three. No good. Nice F inside. Can't get the rebound. Pulled down by Christensen of all people. Their point guard pushes up the floor. Colby goes down hard. No call. And then we're going to get a travel on Wilson. Boy, Colby hit the floor hard there at the midcourt. 52 seconds to go. Warriors need. I got to wipe the floor up again. So 52 seconds left, 11-point game, Warriors with the ball. Got to make some shots here. You got to make them quick. Last time took way too long to get the shot off, Ron. We had five people touch the ball before we finally took a shot. Full court pressure. Get it into Meeker. Meeker. Trap. Throws it ahead to Bell. Bell fakes. Takes the corner three. Little strong. Nice half. Tips. Comes down with it, but he stepped out of bounds. He went out of bounds and came back in to get to the ball and was had not established both feet back in bounds. 41 seconds left. Christensen works towards the middle, gets it up to straight.
They should not even, they just need to hold on to the
ball. They feed the middle, back out to Wilson, goes to hook a pass, Meeker fouls him, takes him out. 31 seconds remaining. I think we can stop pressuring at this point, Ron. That's five on Meeker. So he leaves the game having a career game for him. He only had four in the first half. 15, 18 in the second half, 22 in the game for George. And a lot of those on hustle plays. Following shots, breaking pressure. Seconds remaining. 11-point lead. Wilson to the line to shoot two. This is the first one. Wilson, a 5'10 senior, comes off the bench for him. They really are only five deep. And he gets the second one. Makes it 12. Try to throw it ahead and straight. Tips it up in the air.
Wolf.
And Wolf knocks it out of bounds trying to get back to it. Straight knew what he was going to do. Anticipated it. Time to back off at this point, let them run this out, but they're not going to. So they foul quickly. No, they don't foul. They do foul. Brandt comes up, and he's trying not to foul Mendenhall hard. He's kind of gives him a little tap and looks at the official. The official doesn't call anything, so he taps him again. The official still doesn't call anything. The guy on the baseline blows a whistle finally. Two for Mendenhall. Short, but he gets it to roll in. He is short on every single shot from the foul line. About half of them have gone in. One more. Short. That one doesn't go in. And 55 just fouled out.
Pushed him. That's
my goodness. The number of fouls in this game, Ron, has got to be a record.
But we had 32 before Bells.
Oh, man.
So that was 33. I counted those.
Oh. 5, 10, well, they've got to be getting in the same neighborhood.
20.
Crazy.
They've got 25 or 26.
Yeah, I've never seen so many fouls.
Well, I've been in some games. I've seen some games that are in the 50s between the two of them.
Well, we're pushing 60 between the two of us. Crazy number. Sloppy. In a lot of ways. Nice F at the line. Hits the first one. One more coming for the senior. Power forward. We'll go with that.
Didn't hit the rim. Hit the bottom.
Yeah, he's trying to get the cheap return and get the offensive rebound, but it hit the foam, not the rim. Straight, throws it ahead to Christensen. Little drive, draws the foul. There's no reason to foul at this point. It's a 12-point game. There's 18 seconds left. It's going to be on Wolf. Longest game I can remember in a long time, too. We're at 2 hours on a non-overtime basketball game.
In a little gym.
Yeah. Christensen misses the first one.
This would be called a cracker box.
Misses the second one. Wolf with the rebound. Weaves through traffic. Gets it to Bell. Bell for three. Oh, I thought it was good. JJ with the rebound. Goes to the corner for three. No good. Mather for two. No good. Bell, baseline, hits the turnaround with 3 seconds, and that's going to do it, folks. Final score. 70-60 in favor of Adventist. A rough game all the way around. Warriors had a lead after 1, 10-9. Got outscored by 14 in that second quarter. And then broke even in the third quarter and found themselves down by 10 at the end of the game. Had it to 6 at one point, 59-53, right?
And lose 70 to
60. Yeah. Get outscored down the stretch there. We'll do some quick tallying. There's a lot to tally. Be back after a couple of messages here in KLYC. It picks up everything around us. So, George Meeker led the way for the Warriors with 22 tonight. But, well, it's an internet stream, though, so the people listen to it all over the country, all the relatives, and so gets out to them. Meeker led the way with 22 tonight. In no particular order here, I'm just going to run down. Grove had 2, Berkey with 3, Watson with 3, Bell with 8 off the bench, couple of threes. Mather had 9, Nyseth with 8, all in the fourth quarter. Howard with 4 and Clark with 1. They were led by Christensen with 22, 16 of those in the second half, and most of them from the foul line. Mendenhall had 12, Strait had 17, Zamudio had 14. You know, it was a ratty game. It was entertaining, unfortunately frustrating a lot of times. The officials did not know how to call this style of game.
The game got way out of control with our turnovers. We had 29 turnovers.
And that's about double what you should have.
I mean, that's, and those were in the third quarter when they built that 21-point lead. It just, 29 turnovers and 37 fouls.
That's just too many.
Yeah.
Too many. Warriors have got to get better at breaking a press. That's all there is to it. They've been working on it in practice, but the guards do not trust that pass to the middle.
The middle
you
is
can
there.
See it. They don't trust it. They see it, but they'd rather dribble instead of make that pass, and then we end up dribbling, mm-hmm. and you don't get anything out of breaking the press. Even when you break it, the press is still there when you get to the other half.
It's gotta be, you've gotta eliminate the dribble. It needs to be pass, lay in.
Yeah.
No dribble, pass.
And no shots.
No.
Because you can't get to the basket through with the dribble. Mm-mm. They gotta do better with that. So, got some work to do. I think they're going to play, and I saw this school. I've never heard of it before.
Manor House?
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, that's Portland school.
You've heard of it?
Yeah.
You've heard of that?
Yeah.
All right. Manor House Academy, I think.
Might
lost
be Beaverton.
I think they lost to Illinois Valley today. We saw Illinois Valley over at Red Robin, and they said they won. So,
yeah, I have that. Yeah.
So.
Well.
So I think
Illinois
the Warriors
Valley.
Will play at 1 o'clock tomorrow against Manor House Academy. So, you know, Illinois Valley will play Rogue Valley Academy or Adventist Academy at 7:30 tomorrow.
We play tomorrow at 1.
At 1, and the girls play at 3:30. So back to back. Works out great.
Nice.
Works out great for me and you. All right, folks, we will talk to you tomorrow. Please make sure you join us. 1 o'clock tip-off for the boys, and then followed by the girls at 3:30. Unfortunately, the girls are in the other gym. We're going to have to run between games. So we may have some issues there. We'll see how it goes. Until then, win or lose, folks, it's a great night to be a Warrior. See you tomorrow.